It's an extension of the OTAs. Obviously, we have more time to be over here to watch the film of today's practice this afternoon, correct that, and then go into a late afternoon walkthrough where you can slow things down, do a little more teaching. So you are allowed more time, which I think it's important to take advantage of it. There's definitely, because of the time, it is different than OTAs.
You've talked in the past about how it takes extra time. It takes time to adjust to the new receivers.
Right.
With a guy like Sanders versus maybe some of the rookies, because he's been in the NFL, will that be a little faster, you think?
It's having been there before myself a couple of years ago, and Wes went through it last year. What's always a challenge is not only learning a new offense, but kind of unlearning your old one. And, he was very much a part of that system in Pittsburgh. And, I still do it occasionally now. I still call an old play that we just don't have in this offense. But if some Indianapolis Colts friend, Jacob Tammy knows the play, but nobody else does. So it's hard to unlearn that offense. And so I know what Emmanuel's going through, and it just takes time. And, he's kept himself in great shape. He stays out there for every play, and it's a credit to him. And we are making progress, but, it's important to put the time in. And it paid off with Wes last year. I know it'll pay off with Emmanuel this year as well.
How pleased are you when you see Emmanuel have a little collision, pop right back up and jump in the next play?
Well, you never like to see a collision, out here. I think it was, a busted coverage when, sometimes a guy is not supposed to be there and he's there and it ends up causing a collision. So, like I said, don't like to see anyone go down, but you're certainly glad when it happens, when somebody pops back up. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I try to spend time with those guys. So Adam encourages those guys to ask questions of the veterans at their position. Of course, receivers and quarterbacks are always going to be talking. So he does ask questions, which as a veteran player, you like that. You like to see a young guy asking questions, not being shy. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I don't know what to do here. Tell me what to do. And he's I think he's been good that way. The more he can get out there, I know he's had some injuries and had to miss some of the OTAs due to a NFL rookie commitment. But just the more reps he can get, the better he'll be.
What does a conference championship mean?
Well, we talked about it last night. We had a good meeting last night, and we addressed last season, and we talked about the things that were positive about it, but we talked about how we still want to go a step further. So I thought Coach Fox did a good job, and Tom Jackson spoke to our team, and Coach Fox asked me to say a few words as well. So I thought we had a good, healthy meeting, and everybody's on the same page about we did a lot of good things last year, and we need to build on those things that you just don't go out and go a step further because you went that far last year. It's why did we get that far last year? Because we put a lot of hard work in. We had a great offseason. We had a great training camp. And we're off to a good start that way as well. But we have to go out and do it again and then try to find a way to finish it. So that's what the meeting was about last night. And I thought Coach Fox was very clear on what the goals were, what the goals are for this season.
It's not one more step either. There's a lot of steps to get to that.
There's no question. And there is no doubt that we learned from the 2012 season and how it finished, and I thought that made us a better team in 2013. So we would like to go a step further this season and use 2013 to learn from the good and the bad. And, we talk about going out and earning it every day, going out and trying to be better every day and focusing on the now. We talk about being Luke says it all the time, when is life happening right now? And so that's kind of our theme, and I think guys have bought into that philosophy and are doing a good job with it.
Hey, what was your message to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I was, for the team. I know,
In general, what was it?
Well, like I said, somehow, Sal, you always find your way into those team meetings, you always have it word for word, and it's a credit to you. But in this one, that's kind of why it was a team meeting. We kind of talked about, what happens in team meetings sort of stays in team meetings. Can be a challenge in this Twitter era to follow through on that. But Tom Jackson had a very personal message to us. And it's, you know, one thing about the Broncos, I will say, it feels like a college when it comes to the alumni. You know, I think it has a lot to do with Mr. Bolin, but, you know, not every NFL team has that. But we've had a lot of alumni speakers, Tom Jackson, Rod Smith, John Lynch. And it reminds me when I was at Tennessee that the past players coming back. So he had a real good message, and I tried to, you know, kind of follow on that after Coach Fox asked me, and you know, I thought it was a good start off to the minicamp. Like I said, we have addressed, you know, last season, and we have started trying to be a better team starting, you know, back in February when guys start lifting weights, February 27th and April 20th, when the official off-season program started. So we have addressed that, and we're trying to be a better team this year because of last season.
Will you ever wear that ring?
I'm probably not.
Peyton, you've talked about as you've aged, you've evolved from, you've lost maybe a little velocity, but you have your command, kind of analogous to a pitcher. How much then are these practices important for that regarding timing, command, location for you personally?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think it's the way you build a passing game is, you know, we do routes versus air, which you guys, you know, half of you are on your cell phones when we're out here doing that, so I don't know how much you watch, but we try to start and build on that, and then you take that to 7-on-7 versus the defense, which is kind of, you know, step two, and then step three is live with the offensive lineman in there. So, you know, what you want is you want, you know, the live periods to feel like routes versus air because you know the timing with DT and Julius so well, and it's just that putting that, you know, work in, and you kind of have it in the bank, and it just pays off. And you know, that's why we do that little off-campus workout down there at Duke. You know, you just repetitions, where I know where Emmanuel's going to be. Can you get, you know, 6 years worth of timing in some mini camps and OTAs? No, you can't, but you try. You try to get on the same page, and so it does. The more you know where a receiver's going to be, the more accurate you are, and I think the more velocity you can have on a pass if you know where he's going.
When you get to the point where you can throw to a guy, like throw to open, because when you look, they're probably covered.
Right.
When did you get in your career? Did that take time to understand, like, he's covered, but
yeah,
he won't be covered?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a trust factor, and it's also kind of learning what the expectations are. I still remember my rookie year. Not throwing a pass, and the coach and the next day in the meeting said, "Why didn't you throw the pass?" And I said, "Well, you know, he wasn't open." I mean, the guy was, it was like that much room, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, by the way, that is open in the NFL." And so you do have to learn that. And, you know, certain corners will, you know, I played against certain corners, the Deion Sanders, those guys will let the guy run open to make you, to kind of bait you, hoping you'll throw it, and they'll close the gap. So you have to learn that. And then, like I said, you have to, you know, throw a guy open sometimes, but trust, you know, he's going to be at the spot. Very rarely are you looking at the receiver, you're looking at the defender and trying to throw to where that receiver is supposed to be. And, you know, if it's 12 yards, 2 yards inside the numbers, it's not 11, it's not 12 and a half, it's 12 yards, 2 yards inside the numbers. And that's kind of how you have a passing game.
Hey, last question, Cecil.
Last week, Demarius told us your arm was stronger. He actually had a drop last week because it came in hot.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
well,
that?
Well, I like having that feedback. I mean, I can learn a lot off of that. I've always, you know, I do the same thing for receivers. You know, I mean, I tell receivers, "Wow, you're really coming out of the stance, and you know, I'm having to throw that ball a lot sooner, you know, to keep you from outrunning." So, anytime you get feedback from both players, you know, telling DeMarcus Ware, "Wow, you look quick off the ball." So, anytime a player gives you feedback, I take that seriously, and hopefully, that means, you know, making some progress there.